We moved into the Great Lakes area, my folks, in 1943, from Western Canada. So our house was near Niagara on the Lake, and so our house was near Lake Ontario. And this was 43, February 43, and I was 13 at the time, and I was amazed at what was happening on that shore. It must have been a time when Lake Ontario levels were fairly high, before they were regulated as much as they are now, because big chunks of shoreline were falling into the lake. And the shoreline right there had fairly big summer cottages on it. And they were all falling into the lake. And this was an amazing sight for a 13-year-old, you know, coming from the prairies, or, you know, saying, what are these damn cottages doing falling into the lake? But they were. And so I think one of the things that stuck with me since then is just how turbulent the Great Lakes really are in nature. They are not well-behaved, quiet sorts of places. They are really violent. They can be violent. So that's number one. Then came summertime. Somewhere in there, I've forgotten what year. Summertime, we would go. There was a little bit of a sand beach, not much, because there was a bit of a clay cliff there for about 5 to 10 meters high clay cliff. And so we'd get down a little bit of the beach, but down a bit further where 4 Mile Creek comes in, there was a bigger sandy bar there. And we used to go there. But come midsummer, they would close the beach because polio. And people were getting infected, and so they would keep us off the beach. And the idea, you know, the idea that here's this great, god-awful big lake, and it's a hazard, a health hazard. Not only is it violent, but it's a health hazard with respect to disease transmission. This was before Salk came along and invented his the Salk vaccine that then could be used to prevent people from getting polio, and then people could stay on the beach because they were immune to the polio. So these two things happened to the 13-year-old. The hydrological violence, now in retrospect, and the fact that water was dangerous to my health.